Finding out how this event had transformed the dinosaurs had obsessed paleontologists for years. The site in Argentina gave them the chance to test out all their theories. One theory emerged on the other side of the world from Argentina. The clues came from one of the few other places in the world with some mid-Jurassic fossils, Yorkshire. It's not quite on the same scale as Patagonia, but Paul Wignall likes it. He's been coming to this beach for years to explore life in the Jurassic oceans.
Well, what we see here is a lovely record of life on the Jurassic seafloor a good sort of 180 million years ago. There's a whole range of sort of typical things that lived on and above the Jurassic seafloor. There's various types of shellfish, such as this thing that lived in the sediment. These as well, very nice, typical sort of Jurassic shellfish called ammonites, living and happily swimming above the seafloor. There's a whole range of different fossils, a really big diversity of things.